This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Once again, 855-450-3733. Join us on the website at freetalklive.com, where you can actually control the content of the site. You can enjoy the whole site for free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. And we give it away at freetalklive.com, so do enjoy that. Said that we were going to talk about a disturbing court decision, and it's a pretty big deal. According to Declan McCullough over at CNET, news.cnet.com, police are allowed in some circumstances to install hidden surveillance cameras on private property without obtaining a search warrant, according to a federal judge. The other day, earlier this week, CNET has learned that the U.S. District Judge William Griesbach ruled that it was reasonable for Drug Enforcement Administration agents to enter rural property without permission and without a warrant to install multiple covert digital surveillance cameras in hopes of uncovering evidence that 30 to 40 marijuana plants were being grown. It's the latest case to highlight how advances in technology are causing the legal system to rethink how Americans' privacy rights are protected by law, or in this case, not protected in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so were these cameras inside the house or
no,
just on the property?
This was, I believe, out in the woods.
Okay.
So outdoors.
Not that I'm defending this at all because I think it's complete BS, but under current laws, the way they've been written and interpreted, a police officer can walk into your backyard if he suspects that something illegal is taking place in the backyard without a warrant.
This is true.
So, you know, the putting up of cameras on the property could probably, I could see how the judge says, no, that's the same as the cop just walking around on the property.
I see where you're coming from, although, and maybe there's a law enforcement officer
like I said,
listening.
I'm not,
you're not defending
in any
it.
Way defending it. I'm just seeing how the argument could be made.
But I don't think that cop, now look, I'm not a lawyer, so if there's a somebody listening that knows more about this, feel free to call in at 855-450-FREE. But I don't think that what you said is true if you have locked off your backyard. So if it's easy for the officer to simply open a gate and walk in, they can do that. If they can just walk on back there, they can do that. They can access any area of your property that's not behind some sort of a lock.
Yes.
As I understand, because they would need a warrant in order to get into some sort of locked area, whether it be a tool shed or the entire backyard is fenced in with a large privacy fence.
Right.
And there's a lock on it. They don't have the ability to, say, break the lock or jump the fence legally, I don't believe.
That's my understanding as
right.
well.
Okay, so just to make that clear, but in this case, this is an area that obviously is too large to have any sort of significant fencing or protection. They were able to go in and set up multiple cameras to observe the property to see if there were 30 to 40 marijuana plants being grown there. This is the latest case to highlight how advances in technology are causing the legal system to rethink your privacy rights. In January, the Supreme Court rejected warrantless GPS tracking after previously rejecting warrantless thermal imaging, but it has not yet ruled on warrantless cell phone tracking or warrantless use of surveillance cameras placed on private property without permission. This was a district court ruling, so it probably will end up going up to a higher court. Yesterday, the district court judge adopted a recommendation by U.S. Magistrate Judge William Callahan, dated October 9th. That recommendation said that the DEA's warrantless surveillance did not violate the Fourth Amendment, which prohibits unreasonable searches and requires that warrants describe the place that's being searched. Quote, the Supreme Court has upheld the use of technology as a substitute for ordinary police surveillance. So that's what you're suggesting. Instead of placing an officer in, under a bush in the location to which they wanted to observe, they placed a camera in some sort of hidden location.
You know, if whatever police department this was, if they just had a drone, it would be so much easier because, then they wouldn't have to worry about the pesky cameras and sticking them onto the trees and then a bear knocking it off.
Yeah, but the people growing the plants might notice the drone flitting about, so planting a camera would probably be a little bit more effective.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
Yeah, I get it. I get where you're coming from. Two defendants in the case, Manuel Mendoza and Marco Mangana of Green Bay, have been charged with federal drug crimes after DEA agent Stephen Curran claimed to have discovered more than 1,000 marijuana plants growing on the property and face possible life imprisonment and fines of up to $10 million. Mendoza and Morgana asked Callahan to throw out the video evidence on Fourth Amendment grounds, noting that no trespassing signs were posted throughout the heavily wooded 22-acre property owned by Morgana, and that it also had a locked gate.
And if we've learned anything from our dealings here in New Hampshire, posting no trespassing orders to city officials is apparently suspicious. And they believe that that gives them probable cause to think that you're doing something illegal.
That's according to the warrant that was issued, right?
Yes.
This was the warrant that they issued when they raided the Keene Activity Center, of which you were managing at the time and were sleeping.
At the time, I was not managing.
Oh, you were not. You were just there as a tenant. Thank you. You were sleeping at the time. They
yes.
woke you up and... You attempted to sue them as a result of that, and
well,
that case was dismissed.
Well, first I asked repeatedly for an apology.
That's true.
And had they apologized...
You would not have sued.
It would have been over with. So I wrote a letter saying, hey, you did this. I asked repeatedly for an apology. None was given. I'll give you another chance to give an apology. And then, you know, went on with the lawsuit and... It got dismissed because the judge claims that I failed to state a claim upon which relief might be granted, and the judge said that because it was dismissed for those reasons, she did not have to discuss all the immunities that are claimed by the state, and she did not discuss Article 10, which I brought up in court papers.
Now, this you posted this decision on freekeen.com?
Yes,
right?
I did.
So folks can go back there and scroll down, check that out. In this case, they had posted no trespassing signs on this 22-acre property and had a gate that was locked. So it doesn't say that the property was fenced, but the gate was locked and the cops went on there anyway. The judge based his reasoning for allowing the cameras on a 1984 Supreme Court case called Oliver versus United States, in which a majority of justices said that open fields could be searched without warrants because they're not covered by the Fourth Amendment. What lawyers call curtilage, on the other hand, meaning the land immediately surrounding a residence, still has greater privacy protections. Quote, placing a video camera in a location that allows law enforcement to record activities outside of a home and beyond protected curtilage does not violate the Fourth Amendment, according to the Justice Department prosecutors. As digital sensors become cheaper and wireless connections become more powerful, the Justice Department's argument would allow police to install cameras on private property without court oversight, subject only to budgetary limits and political pressure. So they don't have to do anything anymore to get a camera on your property.
I'm surprised they didn't pull the Patriot Act out of their butt as an excuse on this.
No, I mean, this tyranny's gone back from beyond the Patriot Act, 1984.
Right. I just know with the USA Patriot Act, there's a provision that if any government agency requests records from a utility provider, those records must be handed over.
Sure enough.
And that's one way the DEA has been going after people.
Check out power bills.
Increased power bill or a power bill that is higher than average of all the power bills in the area is an indication that you're probably doing something that they don't want.
About 4 days after the DEA's warrantless installation of surveillance cameras, a magistrate judge did subsequently grant a warrant, but attorneys for Mendoza and Mangana noticed the surveillance took place before the warrant was granted. According to Mangana's attorney, Brett Reitz, he said that one's actions could be recorded on their own property, even if the property's not within the curtilage, is contrary to society's concept of privacy. Well, apparently society's concept of privacy is different from the government's concept of privacy. He said the owner and his guest had a reason to believe their activities on the property were not subject to video surveillance, as it would constitute a violation of privacy. A jury trial has been scheduled for January 22nd. These guys are facing a long time in jail. They are facing significant $10 million in fines and life imprisonment for growing plants. 855-453. I don't suppose anybody listening actually supports their prosecution, do you?
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Live in year 2523.
volunteers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring us whatever you want, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you're tired of general preparedness and survival advice with no reason or context behind it, and you think that the single scenario focus of those survivalists on the TV shows is silly, you should know about Strategic Survival. It's a book, and you can get it over at strategicsurvival.com. You know, with all the fear hyping, you sometimes wonder about the reality of historic and potential disastrous situations. Strategic Survival can help you understand what might happen, how it might affect you and those you care about, and what you can do about it. With the knowledge in this book and other material that it references, by taking some simple actions to prepare, you can turn fear and worry into confidence and peace. And isn't that the purpose behind preparing for things? not to be constantly scared about what might happen, but to be confident about the future. Covers budget and schedule-friendly solutions ranging from equipment and improvisation ideas that you can carry with you to more permanent infrastructure, as well as recommendations for training and practice for added confidence and experience. Go to strategicsurvival.com to get your copy. That's strategicsurvival.com. As we continue, disturbing court news. Declan McCullough's got the story over at news.cnet.com, where a district court judge, federal court, U.S. District Judge William Griesbach, has ruled it's entirely reasonable for the Drug Enforcement Administration to come on your rural property and install video cameras all over the place because, you know, there's a chance you might plant some marijuana plants out there, and we want to make sure we fill as many prisons as possible with marijuana users and growers and dealers so the prison industrial complex can have a lifelong happy supply of money coming from the federal and state governments.
And then due to prison overcrowding, we're going to let out the child molesters and those violent offenders who have actually harmed someone, you know, because we have to make an example out of somebody. You know, we're making an example out of you with that plant, but this guy over here that actually
hurt somebody,
harming people, we're going to let him off because we have to make sure that we have room for you and your kind.
I'm sure the DEA is not happy about Colorado and the fact that there's a ballot measure this Tuesday that will determine whether or not Colorado will have legalized marijuana. I bet that's really upsetting to the DEA.
And then I believe it's Washington also has a ballot measure. It's 502 is
another
the ballot
D-Crim
number.
One, right?
It's decrim, but it would also regulate and tax. I believe it would tax. I'm not 100% on that. But it does institute a DUI sort of thing to where if you have a certain level of THC in your blood.
Oh, that's terrible.
And the opponents are saying that the medical marijuana users in Washington will be the ones that are most affected by the DUI provision.
I bet that's true. Because they have to be able to use it whenever for medical purposes. And, you know, that comes from this ridiculous idea that anything that you use that could alter your state of consciousness to some extent is a danger when it comes to driving.
You can't drink anything with caffeine because that alters your state of consciousness.
No, well, no one's going to argue for that one at this time because caffeine's fully legal and they don't have the kind of the haters surrounding caffeine like maybe a cigarette might or, you know, certainly marijuana. And so when, you know, people hear about getting high, it makes them think that, oh, there's no way you could possibly operate a motor vehicle. And I wouldn't recommend you do it the first time you get you smoke some pot, but people are out there right now, as we are speaking, listening to us in their cars who have just smoked cannabis and or are smoking it as we speak because it's an incredibly popular drug and it is widespread and millions of people in this country use it, which means there are probably millions of people that are, you know, driving from point A to point B on it. Several studies have shown over the years that that any cannabis users are less likely to have to poorly drive, that they are statistically as safe, if not safer, than sober drivers, and that's just how it is. I mean, marijuana users are aware that they're using, you know, marijuana. They're aware that if it impairs them, that they can adjust for that impairment. Whereas an alcohol user is not aware of the amount necessarily of his or her impairment. And in fact, you know, the awareness of their impairment will probably go down according to how much more alcohol they drink. So to equate the two it's ridiculous. There's no evidence that being high on marijuana is anything like, has any significant effect like drinking alcohol does. But yet the politicians feel like they have to pander to a certain group when they're proposing these ideas, or in this case, it was an initiative, right? Yeah, the initiatives, you know, the people writing these initiatives feel as though they must pander to the nanny state and say, well, don't worry, we're going to decriminalize marijuana, but it'll still be illegal to drive and smoke pot. But the thing that, the thing they can't test for is how recently you've smoked the pot, at least that I know of.
Right, they can only test its you know, so many milligrams per million, or I forget the exact.
Yeah, the concentration of the THC.
Concentration, but there's, you know, a way that they can test for a specific amount of THC, which, just like alcohol, they don't know if you necessarily drank your alcohol 5 minutes ago or 5 hours ago.
It's true.
They just know, oh, your blood level is this.
But in the case of cannabis, the THC, or the evidence of the use of cannabis, can be detected for a month after you use it, which is why it's a serious problem for anybody who's a medical patient, because even if they... Even if a medical patient smoked cannabis in the morning and is driving in the afternoon, it's still going to show up.
And I'm looking on Ballotpedia right now that has the list of every ballot measure, or at least every statewide ballot measure across the country. And the one in Washington, Initiative 502, it's an actual initiative which was put on the ballot by a group of citizens.
And I know they had the best of intentions. I know they did. I mean, they want to see the war on drugs end, or they want to see the war on cannabis, at least in this case, end. And good for them for that. But it's disappointing to see such watered down provisions, and in this case, counterproductive provisions, which are just going to end up with a bunch of people for smoking pot getting DUI convictions, meaning they won't be able to drive to work, ruining their lives even further.
The proposed measure would legalize the production, possession, delivery, and distribution of marijuana. The initiative would regulate the sale of a small amount of marijuana to people 21 years and older. And according to reports, marijuana grow farms and food processors would be licensed
by 21?
The Liquor Commission.
Only 21 and up? That's what it says? Again.
Yes.
Come on.
Additionally, the measure would make it illegal for a motorist to have more than 5 nanograms of THC per milliliter of blood in their system. The initiative is supported by New Approach Washington.
I would like to know more about how that's tested. It sounds like they're going to draw blood.
Yeah.
That's the only
way they can do it.
That's really disturbing. I remember there was a story years ago about they were training Utah Highway Patrol officers on how to draw blood on the side of the road. That's real sanitary. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Can you imagine some cop trying to stick a needle in you?
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
You can join Daryl over on his website, fpp.cc. And fpp.cc not only has books, which we talked about earlier, but you've also got a radio thing that you do, radio.fpp.cc.
Yes, the Freedom Minute, which
is actually 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes long. And when I first started, there was no time limit on it.
I see.
And then got in touch with you. It began airing on LRN in the spring sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people that listen to the Liberty Radio Network will hear that in the news rotation.
That's right, but it's also available as podcast?
Yes.
Okay, great.
And that's radio.fpp.cc.
And that's a weekly kind of newscasty thing. That you a little bit of opinion, though, right? News and opinion?
News, opinion.
Yeah.
Generally, I'll have the first part of the newscast is opinion on current event, and then two or three news stories at the end.
So that's available, and it's free. You can go to fpp.cc and click radio, right?
I believe so, yes. Okay.
And then you've started publishing a newspaper here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
The fpp.cc News, I believe it's called.
Yes.
And it's being distributed now in different parts across the state, which I think is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've got somebody that takes some papers up to Concord every month, mm-hmm. and he's also been taking some papers into Manchester.
Great.
Dropping those off at Liberty Books in Concord. And I believe he's also dropping some copies at public libraries.
I just think that's exciting because it has been a long time since we've had a newspaper up here. And I realize it's an anachronism to have a newspaper these days here in 2012. But I think that there's still some value to that. I think that maybe I'm just old-fashioned, Daryl, but I think that there's a value to being able to pick something up and put it down and, you know, not have to worry about a $400 iPad or something like that.
Right.
And, you know, you just to have it there, sit it next to the toilet or, you know, wherever it is you might put something down like that or on the coffee table to be able to pick it up again whenever you want it.
And you don't have to have some kind of device around in order to do that, or in order to easily share it with somebody else. Once you're done reading it, you can pass it on to somebody else. I still think there's value in these things, which is one of the reasons why I'm one of the sponsors behind FPP.cc.
And then unlike most newspapers, and as far as I know, I'm the only newspaper that is published monthly that is not copyrighted.
Oh, okay.
Has a Creative Commons license as well as CopyHeart. It says copying is an act of love.
Aww.
Love is not subject to law.
So I've never heard of that one.
Feel free to make copies. Do whatever you want to with it.
Yeah.
You know, make copies and give it away.
Very cool. But it's only available in New Hampshire right now, right? But there's a PDF online?
I have roughly a dozen subscribers across the country that get the newspaper mailed to them.
But folks can go and get a PDF on your website, correct?
PDF, if you go to news.fpp.cc, takes you right there to the newspaper. There's the image of the front page. Click the image, download the PDF.
Yeah, and you're looking for advertisers as well.
Yes.
So folks want to reach people here in New Hampshire, that'd be a good way to do it. And you know, keep up the great work, Daryl, because you're
doing
a lot of it, considering you're one guy. And I appreciate it. 855-453. Andrew is in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? We're doing a radio show.
All right. So I was listening. This was like a week ago or so, like or 5 days ago. You guys were talking about the religious thing and that homosexual guy called in.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it because I barely remember what happened last night on the show. So go ahead.
All right. Well, just want to like put in my little 2 cents about it. This whole religious thing, everyone has their own opinion about right, wrong, with, you know, which denomination of Christians and everything. I feel like 95% of people in churches these days aren't even really saved.
You said they're not even really saved?
Not even saved as far as like truly Christians. They think they are. They go there, they pay their money, they think they're going to heaven. It's really not like that. God doesn't work like that.
Well, tell me, what does it mean to you to be truly Christian?
Well, it's to be saved. I agree with a lot of things you guys say. I know you guys are openly not really Christian, but
actually, I don't know if you know that. I'm not a Christian, but I think Daryl, are you?
I don't claim the term Christian. I actually use the term Messianic Gentile.
Tell me what that's about. That means.
Back in the olden days, there were, you know, the Jews considered, there were Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles, everyone not a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Jewish people who believe that Yeshua was the Messiah call themselves Messianic Jews.
I see.
So since I'm not a Jew, but I believe that Yeshua was the Messiah, I call myself a Messianic Gentile.
So you believe that Jesus was, or Yeshua, was the Son of God.
Yes.
But you're not a Christian.
I do not use the term Christian just because the way that the word has been bastardized by so many people.
Yeah, I can see that. So tell me more, Andrew, about what it means to be a Christian.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. That's the problem. I've grown up in a church my whole life. My dad's a pastor. You know, I've been every denomination, Methodist, Baptist, went to people, you know, in Catholic churches. Most people, it's all about money. Everyone's there just to do their little 2 hours of a service, pay their little tithe, and then they're saved and they're going to go to heaven. It's not like that. It should be a difference in your heart. Everyone should see a difference in you. See that, you know, you're a different person, that you care about other people, that you don't want other people to fall or you know, anything like that. And you shouldn't force your beliefs on anyone. You know, I can talk to anyone, atheist, you know, Buddhist, whatever you want to talk to me. I like to learn from a different aspect, but I believe in God. And I believe, you know, he's the only way. But I don't force my way on people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from. Now, what is your current religious status? You said you've been a bunch of different denominations. Where are you at now?
I'm non-denominational because I feel like there's something wrong with every denomination.
I see. So you're not even going to a church. You're just kind of your own. You're kind of worshiping on your own.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll do Bible studies with people that, you know, feel the same way I do, I guess, and you know, look at it the same way. Even people that don't just want to learn, or you know, sit down with me and talk, because people are fake these days. That's the best way I can say it. Because if you say someone, you're talking about marijuana right now. Like, how is it wrong for someone to smoke marijuana, but they can go to a doctor and get prescribed synthetic heroin, and that's okay.
Right? Yeah,
but
I'm with you, man.
Sense, logically, I mean, if you want to take an alternative route that's natural to try to fix yourself or, you know, just mask the symptoms because you're in pain, you don't want to go to a doctor and get prescribed a bunch of things that's going to kill your liver and your kidneys and your brain.
Well, I think some Christians, you know, some so-called Christians believe that the government is, you know, an extension of God, and so therefore whatever government says is good. You know, if government says it's bad, then it's bad, and if government, you know, doesn't say anything about it, then it must be good.
And those are the people that misread the letter to the Romans written by Paul, most people would say, Romans 13. I hate using chapter and verse because the Bible wasn't written in chapters and verses. But it is what it is. So, you know, Romans chapter 13, if you misread that, then it does say government is wonderful. It says everyone is supposed to be subject to a higher authority.
It's supposed to be we the people. We're supposed
God
to
is the higher authority, not the government.
Not an authority above us that's the government. It's supposed to be the people make the decision. And, you know, in theory, we're all supposed to be, you know, understanding. And not, it's not supposed to be something ruling over us.
Well, right, and I'm not a, like I said, I'm not a Christian. I was raised Presbyterian, so I'm certainly familiar with some level of Christianity. But it would seem like even a little bit of observation on the part of a supposed Christian looking at the government and how it works and how it, you know, kills people around the world, how it steals money from people. I mean, these are two of the, you know, breaking two of the, you know, prime Ten Commandments here. That should give them some sort of a clue to how ungodly the whole government structure is. Thanks for the call, Andrew. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If the government's an agent of anything, as far as the Christians are concerned, it's certainly not God. 1-855-450-3733. And it doesn't matter what they say. What matters is what they do. It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too. So we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited-time offer, so call now, 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from Eat Foods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free the SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find there. They are all completely free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. You can link into Amazon for Canada, Amazon for the UK, Amazon US. Click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. You can buy all kinds of stuff, including books from fpp.cc through Amazon. Amazon, you can, again, link over at shop.freetalklive.com. Whatever you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you get the stuff you're looking for. You get the same great Amazon prices and huge selection, free Super Saver shipping. All the stuff you're used to with the Amazon shopping experience is just you're starting through our affiliate portal, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So I mentioned there was another story about a judge and a bad decision from a court. Judge orders Kansas newspaper to reveal name of commenter. CBS St. Louis reporting out of Topeka, an AP story. A Northeast Kansas newspaper has been ordered to identify a person who posted a comment on its website about a story on a murder trial for which that commenter was serving as a juror. Shawnee County District Judge Stephen Eberts last week denied a request by the Topeka Capital Journal to quash a district attorney subpoena seeking the name, address, and internet protocol address of a poster who goes by the pseudonym Be Prepared. The person is believed to have been a juror in the first-degree murder trial of Aniko Stovall, 27, who's being tried on 11 charges that included the shooting death of Natalie Gibson and the wounding of her partner during a robbery. The Capital Journal reported that court records indicate Be Prepared accessed a news story posted July 19th while the person and other jurors were deliberating Stovall's fate 2 days later, which, of course, they tell jury members to not do such things.
Now, how do they know that this person was supposedly a juror?
That is a good question. I will continue on here and we'll give you more information. The Capital Journal reported, after a four-week trial and 3 days of deliberations, the jury convicted Stovall of aggravated robbery, found him not guilty of the burglary of a Jeep, and was unable to reach verdicts on 9 other charges, including murder. The district attorney said Stovall will be tried again on those other charges. Stovall's attorney said Be Prepared posted at 1:45 p.m., quote, on July 21st. Trust me, that's all they got in their little world, as you know. I have been there. Remember the puke's names. They will do it forever. Phelps filed a motion seeking a new trial, saying the online posting constitutes juror misconduct and hindered Stovall's right to a fair trial. I don't see anything in there about I'm a juror. Like, there doesn't seem to be any kind of indication in that post. At a hearing at September 6th, a man believed to be B. Prepared asserted this Fifth Amendment right, his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, when asked whether he was a juror in Stovall's trial, whether he made posts on CJ Online, and whether he posted under the name B. Prepared. While the man's name was reported by the newspaper in coverage of the September 6th hearing, the Associated Press isn't naming him because he has not been charged with a crime. Everett's decision noted that interference with the judicial process is a felony. The judge said the poster's identity was relevant to an investigation of criminal misconduct during the trial, and he wrote that the prosecutor's office has claimed that without the information, a miscarriage of justice would result. He also agreed the prosecutor's office couldn't reasonably obtain the poster's identity through any other means other than CJ Online. Mike Merriam, the newspaper's attorney, said the Capital Journal would not appeal Everett's decision. This was not unexpected. He said, it's disappointed, but I understand his reasoning. A motion for retrial was set Thursday afternoon.
So you said that they are going to retry the murder charge?
Right. The jury was unable to reach verdicts on nine other charges in this case, including murder. And, of course, whenever there's a hung jury, they can retry you as many times as they want.
Okay.
The only way they can't retry you is if a not guilty is returned.
Right. Yeah, I was a little confused there because I was like, wait a second. Are they saying they're doing the retrial because the hung jury or because this juror supposedly had... some kind of inappropriate behavior for a juror?
No, I think that, you know, this is the weird thing. Like, what they don't give you in this story is how they figured out or they, you know, came to the belief that this guy is a juror.
Because he pled the Fifth, Ian. He pled the Fifth. And as we know, anytime you plead the Fifth or you don't answer your questions, well, you are obviously guilty.
You would think that if he made some sort of statement about I'm a juror sitting in the trial, that would make sense. Like,
yeah.
Then there would be they should quote that for the article here that
I've been there,
right? And well, we don't know We don't know what the context was. But even if he was responding to someone else saying, you know, these trials are a sham or whatever, that doesn't mean that he's been there at this trial. It could mean, and it could mean, and by the way, even if they do get the information on this poster, it may not necessarily be enough to identify who the culprit is.
Right.
This person could have posted from a Starbucks, could have posted from any manner of internet IP address.
Yeah.
So who knows what the story is here. I wonder how often this actually happens with members of the jury checking out media during trials.
Probably more often than we think it happens.
I bet it's more often than the court thinks it happens. Let's go to 4409, calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I heard you got arrested recently.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, man, it's typical. Yeah,
well,
I got
tell me more.
Well, I put up a video about Scottsdale police, and then about 8 hours later, yeah, I get picked up by the Scottsdale police. Go figure.
Hold on.
I can't talk too much about the case because we're going full force on it, but they offered me a plea, and they kind of offered me a plea because it's kind of weird because they didn't even
You were arrested for recording. Just to clarify, you were arrested for recording the police, right?
No. Arrested for disorderly conduct.
Right. I was arrested for that, too.
Contempt of cop.
Right. I was arrested for that, too, recently. But the reason was because I was recording video in a public place, and the police didn't like that.
You didn't do what we said fast enough,
right.
So we'll charge you with disorderly conduct.
Yeah, we don't have another provision in our little statutes book that we can charge you with, and you're annoying me or something. You know, whatever it is. You guys have been around this enough, you know.
I'm facing disorderly conduct charges right now, and Daryl was there when I got arrested for this. So you think you're
kidding?
Going all...
You are?
Yeah, man. It didn't get very much...
I'm so sick and tired of this. This is why I want to take this case, and I'm gonna go all the way to wherever it goes.
What are you facing as far as punishment is concerned there in Arizona for disorderly?
Of course, 6 months jail.
6 months. So this happened to me. I'll talk about my case.
I guarantee the fine is not as much as my bill was. That's what the
$3,500 I heard.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to people inside the jail. They had three felonies, and they had like $1,200, $1,500
bill. Well, the real crime in America is disobeying the police, right? And not
my authority.
Right.
You got to obey the pirates, man.
So. I'm hoping to hear more about this.
I wasn't aware of that. I need to go research.
It totally got washed away by the hurricane. Like, it happened on Thursday, and all the hurricane coverage happened the next day and that day. And so I posted it to freekeen.com. The video is there. I actually posted a much longer version of the video to kind of give you some perspective.
Oh, was that when you were recording inside the...
Corruption in Palmer, Mass.
Yeah,
I watched that video. That was bizarre.
Yeah, just walking down the hallway of a town hall and recording video and arrested for it.
For the cell that they were having, well, the theft cell or whatever.
Right, the tax sale, which they wouldn't allow anyone into, even though they advertised it as very open and public.
And you did absolutely nothing wrong, and I could not believe it. It was bizarre. Yeah.
I had my press badge around my neck.
Your video is there. It's over at freedomsphoenix.com, I would imagine. Did they link it there? Or YouTube. What's your YouTube channel so folks can go and see this?
Just go to YouTube and just type in 4409.
Is it the newest video there on your channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
It should be.
I haven't taken the time to see this yet.
I
do want to see
it. There should be a link on Free Instincts that says Scottsdale cops arrest.
Well, when you're ready to talk about it, I hope you'll call us back and tell us more about the case, because I understand that lawyers always tell you not to talk about the case, so I get it.
I'd like to know a little bit more about yours. I would like to hear a little bit more about yours later on or whatever.
By all means, drop into freekeen.com, scroll down, look for the stories about Palmer, Massachusetts, or just search Palmer at freekeen.com.
Maybe we could talk off the phone sometime and figure out what your avenue is and what my avenue is.
I can give him your number.
Hey, thanks. Okay. 4409. Appreciate your call tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Daryl on his website, fpp.cc. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. .com. 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 .com.